Over a dozen people are injured after an EF3 tornado hit parts of Nash and Edgecombe County. We have live team coverage this morning as cleanup gets underway.
And breaking news, a man is dead after being hit by a truck in Johnston County. We'll tell you what we've learned from officials overnight.
And someone is waking up a billionaire this morning. We'll tell you where the winning Powerball ticket was sold. Finally, a winner, not in North Carolina. It is 6 o'clock. We have a lot of news to get to on this Thursday morning. We thank you for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And as we get our Thursday started here, hoping for a quieter day, certainly. But we are in a weather alert day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRF Severe Weather Center with what that'll mean for us.
And we do have a level one risk for severe storms. What changed overnight is this level two risk. That, for the last couple of days, was covering the sand hills of our viewing area for today. And overnight, they pushed that down to the south. It looks like the strongest storms that we see with this next system that'll roll in will be down into South Carolina. But we do still have a level one risk, and it is a WRL weather alert day. There may be one or two storms that have winds gusting up to 60 plus miles per hour, which could do some wind damage. So we'll be watching for that this evening and up until around midnight or so. Dual Doppler 5000 radar, nice and quiet this morning. We're looking at a nice sunrise. We have a few Apache clouds out there for us this morning. We'll begin to see the clouds thickening up a little bit around lunchtime. You can see those clouds building here on Futurecast, but we're not likely to have any storms developing until closer to the evening commute. There's 5 o'clock, and then a system drops out of Virginia and pushes across our area during the evening hours, and that's when we'll have the best chance of seeing any severe storms. It's pretty out there right now. We take a live look at Durham, pretty sunrise in progress, but it's warm and sticky. 73 is the temperature, and the dew point's way up at 71. Hour by hour, we climb from the 70s now all the way to around 90 at lunchtime, and we'll hold it in the low 90s for this afternoon. Our heat index is still going to be up around triple digits, but I'll show you what's going to change that'll help to drop the humidity across our area. Brian?
601 Elizabeth, a live look now at the north side of Raleigh. This is Capitol Boulevard at 540. Looking toward the north, you can see that inbound traffic coming in from the Wake Forest area, Durant Road, on down to 540. We're not picking up any delays right now on that trip. Around the rest of Wake County, I just checked with Raleigh 911. No crashes reported anywhere. No other backups showing up right now on major routes. And in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro, we are all clear at the moment.
We're tracking cleanup efforts in Nash and Edgecombe counties this morning after that powerful EF3 tornado. At least 16 people are hurt. Dozens of homes and businesses are destroyed. Here's what we know. Officials say they are still working to get a full assessment of that widespread damage, how far it goes. Some businesses in the area are open for people impacted by the storms that need help. And the big Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount hit by the tornado is closed until further notice, with weeks, maybe months, to repair that ahead of it. We have crews spread out all across Nash and Edgecombe counties this morning. Our team coverage continues with WRS Kelsey Coffey, who is right now in Dorchess this morning. Kelsey.
Good morning. So we're on Town Hall Road this morning, and it's now back open after the storm. But crews are telling everyone, please be careful as you're driving because there's still debris in the road. We see that huge tree that's fallen right over here. And one of the crew members told me that the tornado actually started on this field here behind me. Then it went through the middle of the road and then transitioned to this field that's here beside me. And you can see some of the damage here to a mobile home community. And we've got more video to show you of the aftermath. This is one of the worst tornadoes Nash County has ever seen. Nash County Sheriff Keith Stone says he's seen most of the storm damage here in Dorchess. Their mayor, Jackie Vick, tells WRAL at least 5 homes here were destroyed. If you or someone you love has been impacted by the tornado, Nash County Public Schools released a statement saying that you can get help at Red Oak Baptist Church and at the Rocky Mount Senior Medical Center. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Dorchess.
Kelsey, thank you. Our team coverage continues with Michael Grace in the WRL Breaking News Tracker outside the badly damaged Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Renee. And as you just heard Kelsey mentioned, Sheriff Keith Stone out of Nash County giving a lot of input into some of the damage here at the Pfizer plant. He said he heard around 50,000 pallets of medicine destroyed. Take a look at some of this damage from Sky 5 video that we got yesterday, and you can just see the destruction of this EF3 tornado. A storage building as well as a distribution building destroyed, 100 vehicles damaged, 75 hauling trucks damaged. Dominion Power was also out here and said that some large power lines could take weeks to repair. Now, Pfizer did release a statement saying, quote, at this point, there are no reports of serious injuries. We are assessing the situation to determine the impact on production. Our thoughts are with our colleagues, our patients, and the community as we rebuild from this weather incident. That is the big question, is just how long the rebuild, at least here at the plant, is going to take, and how is that going to affect the supply chain, and how long is part of this plant going to be shut down? Live in Nash County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We will have more coverage of the aftermath of this powerful EF3 tornado throughout the morning. In 10 minutes, we hear from a man who got caught up in the tornado at a watermelon facility.
Be sure you have the WRAL weather app loaded on your phone. It's the best way to make sure you get the alerts for your area when severe weather like this threatens.
Breaking news, a man is dead after being hit by a truck on I-40 in Johnston County. The crash happened around 11:30 last night near Benson. Authorities say the man was trying to get out of the way of a truck when he ended up into the path of another. There's no word on why the man was in the road. Westbound lanes of the highway were closed for about 2 hours. The driver of the truck that hit the man will not face charges.
New this morning, police in Goldsboro are working to make arrests in two separate shootings. The second one happened as they were investigating the first one just down the street. Officers responded to a ShotSpotter alert on Rosewood Avenue just after 8 last night. They were later then find a man who had been shot on Day Circle. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. And as police were at that scene, they learned a 17-year-old had also been shot, also on Day Circle. Teenager was seriously hurt. Police say there's no indication the shootings are related.
Breaking news this morning. There's a winner of the $1 billion Powerball jackpot. The lottery says a single ticket sold in Los Angeles matched all 5 numbers and the Powerball. The winner will have the option of choosing the lump sum payment of more than $516 million before taxes. Take a look at the winning numbers. 3 tickets in North Carolina did match 4 of the white numbers and the Powerball for a $50,000 prize. The numbers are 7, 10, 11, 13, 24. The Powerball was 24 and the Power Play was 2.
A man is in the hospital with serious injuries this morning after a shooting in Raleigh. It happened on Pool Road just after 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. Part of Pool Road was shut down for more than an hour during the investigation. There's no one in custody in that case. She disappeared for 2 days, telling police she was kidnapped after stopping to help a toddler on the side of the road. Just ahead, how Carly Russell's internet search history is now bringing her entire story into question.
Today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level one risk of severe storms across our area. I'll show you the timeline and who's most at risk.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:10, and we have a level one risk for severe storms across our area for today. The greatest timeline likely to be the evening hours. We did have a level two risk in our Sandhill counties, but that has been shifted southward. The Storm Prediction Center moved it southward. It looks like the strongest cells that are going to develop today are likely to be down into South Carolina, but we certainly have a risk of seeing a few of those that could produce some wind damage. So we do have that level one risk. Dueled out for 5,000 radar showing dry conditions for us this morning, and we're seeing a good bit of sunshine. It's pretty out there. We take a look at Wilson with a little bit of cloud cover and 73. Nice sunrise here in Durham, 73 degrees, and a pretty start in Fayetteville, but 77. So heading out the door, expect it to be warm and sticky. We do climb into the low 90s, heat index in the triple digits this afternoon. Brian.
Elizabeth, at 611, we're looking pretty good on I-87 heading through Knightdale. This is the camera out at Bethlehem Road, the bridge there, just before you get to 540 on that southbound side of 87. Traffic certainly is building, only measuring, though, a one-minute delay as you head from 64 Business back toward the 440 interchange. In Durham, taking a look at those major approaches, they're also clear. Out of Raleigh, no trouble on 40 westbound, and 85 northbound's looking good from Hillsboro. Renee?
Brian, thanks. In the tornado's path in Nash County yesterday, Bozeman Farms, the watermelon processing plant, was severely damaged. The tornado ripped the roof off of the front part of the building. We're told they will have to tear it down. A truck driver told WRL he just arrived at the facility to pick up a load when he got the tornado warning on his phone. He says debris flew around him and he just grabbed onto a pole and prayed.
So I take it one post like that and my body is leaving out.
Your legs are off the ground?
Yes, off the ground. Everything. Everything is fall up around me. Everything. Metals, beans, everything.
Incredible, holding on for life. David Palomino is okay. He said another driver was trapped under all that debris and had to go to the hospital.
We're also learning more this morning about the disappearance of an Alabama woman who then showed up at home 2 days later. Police now say investigators can't verify her story of what she said happened in those 48 hours. WRL's Ken Smith is here with that story. It's still baffling police, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, a lot of lingering questions here. Now, to remind our audience, initially Carly Russell called 911 to report a toddler walking on the side of the road. But when investigators showed up, there was no sign of her or that toddler. Police have been questioning her since she returned home 2 days after that 911 call. She claimed she was abducted by a man with orange hair and a woman, but never saw the woman, only heard her voice. She says when she was abducted from the side of the road, she ended up in an 18-wheeler and then taken to a house. That same day, she said she tried to get away but was caught again. The next day, she made a run for it and managed to get away this time. Investigators now revealing a number of concerning internet searches also made right before this incident happened.
On July 11th at 7:30 a.m., the term, you have to pay for an Amber Alert, was searched. On July 13th at 1:03 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term, how to take money from a register without being caught, was searched. On July 13th at 2:13 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term, Birmingham bus station.
See, Russell had a slight injury to her lip, but did not say how that happened. She also had a little more than $100 with her. Now, Russell's parents continue to stand by their daughter's story. This is, of course, an ongoing investigation that we will continue to track and keep you updated. Jeff.
Ken, thanks for that. Today also marks a somber anniversary. It has been 11 years since the Aurora, Colorado mass shooting. 12 people were killed, 70 others injured during a showing of the movie The Dark Knight Rises. James Holmes was found guilty of all 165 counts filed against him. He got 12 life sentences in prison, plus more than 3,300 years, without the possibility of parole. Police say he legally purchased the guns used in the attacks at two sporting goods stores and bought more than 6,000 rounds of ammunition online.
Carowinds is in the process of testing its Fury 325 roller coaster. You'll remember when a park guest spotted this big crack in the support beam earlier this month. The park has since replaced the beam. They are now running and testing the roller coaster to make sure the beam is stable. Carowinds has not said when the ride could reopen to the public.
Wrexham, the Welsh soccer team owned by Ryan Reynolds, didn't have the strongest start to its U.S. tour. The team was shut out in a first-of-its-kind match against Chelsea, an English team. This was at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill last night. More than 50,000 people packed into the stadium for the event. Some fans were even willing to cross a continent to be there.
We drove 12 hours yesterday to get here, and we've rested this morning, and we're driving 12 hours to go back home tomorrow.
And they got treated to a beautiful North Carolina sunset there from Keenan Stadium. But the final score was 5-0, Chelsea winning.
The Chelsea-Wrexham game isn't the only soccer action to get excited about this week. The Women's World Cup is underway this morning in Australia and New Zealand. The U.S. women play their first game tomorrow night at 9 against Vietnam. We'll have our eyes on six different North Carolina Courage players who will be representing their countries. You can watch Women's World Cup on Fox 50. Right now, Australia is facing Ireland. Tonight at 10:15, Nigeria faces Canada. This morning, our news on Fox 50 at 7 a.m. will air on WRL News Plus. You can find it on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or in the WRL app on your smart TV and mobile device.
Netflix is trimming its membership options, cutting out the basic ad-free plan, which was $10 a month. This was the cheapest ad-free option Netflix offered. Users will now have to choose between a $7 plan with advertisements or the standard plan, which is $15.49. Customers who are currently on that basic plan for $10 will not be kicked off of it, but new and returning customers are unable to choose that plan.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're taking a live look here at Sky 5, waiting them to change directions for a view of the Pfizer plant. They are flying over Rocky Mount. That Pfizer plant yesterday was badly damaged after that EF3 tornado ripped through. The twister was reported just after 12:30 yesterday. Let's see if we can get the shot of them. They are currently over the building here. Let's see. Yeah, this is the Pfizer building right now. The roof was ripped off in the severe winds, but luckily there were no reports of any injuries. Here you go. You can see the damage right here past the trees. A lot of medicine was tossed around that facility. The Nash County Sheriff said that about 50,000 pallets of medicine were just strewn across the facility. But again, no serious injuries reported with this, which is some really good news. But you can see the extent of the damage here. I mean, you can see just how much damage that twister did. The plant does produce anesthesia and other drugs, as well as nearly 25% of all sterile injectable medications used in U.S. hospitals. So there are talks of a shortage while they get all of this cleaned up and rebuilt, because there is extensive damage at this Pfizer plant right now. This is a live look from Sky 5. We're going to stay on top of this and bring you more images as the morning continues.
All right, Michelle, thanks. A lot of folks out of work out of that as well. We turn back to Elizabeth Gardner right now in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Today is a weather alert day for some of the severe risks.
We do have a level one risk for severe storms across part of our viewing area for today, but some changes from overnight last night. The last couple of days, it's been a level two risk for our southwestern counties for today. And of course, overnight, the Storm Prediction Center pushed that back down to the south. It looks like there'll be some complexes of thunderstorms that develop well to our north and west. Instead of seeing those moving across our part of North Carolina, it looks like they'll be down to the south. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't see some cells pop up across our area. Some of those could produce some wind damage with winds gusting 60 to 60 plus miles per hour. So it is a WRL weather alert day for us today. It looks like the timeline for those would be this evening and into, say, midnight or so. This morning, it's nice and quiet. We have just a little bit of cloud cover here and there. We'll see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. And then by the time we get to 5, 6 o'clock, we begin to see some of those cells developing. And one of those thunderstorm complexes comes swinging through during the evening. There's 9 o'clock and there's 11 o'clock. So it, again, starts to move out around midnight. But those evening time periods are where we'd have the best chance of seeing maybe a couple of trees down. We take a look at Goldsboro. Beautiful there. A little bit of cloud cover. That sun found the hole in the clouds, looking just gorgeous. Pretty glow in Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And there in Fayetteville is our newsroom. It's been very sticky this week. Our dew points have been high and our heat index has been up in the triple digits. But that's about to change over the weekend. We have a cold front that'll swing southward for tomorrow. That's going to open the door to some much cooler air pushing down toward North Carolina. So we go from 95 tomorrow to 87 Saturday, 89 on Sunday, and we'll hold it right down just below normal into the first part of next week as well. We do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, but we'll have our humidity drop off as well as our temperature. So we're going to get a little bit of a break from the intense humidity coming up. Right, here's Tropical Storm Dawn. We continue to watch this storm. Nothing really new here. It continues to be a tropical storm swinging out into the North Atlantic. By the time we get to the middle of next week, it should be back to a depression. This one will be interesting to watch, though. Our next wave coming off the coast of Africa isn't likely to develop anytime soon, but some of the models want to pick it up as it gets back here closer to the Caribbean. So that one definitely worth watching. Our WRL weather alert day today, again, for that level one risk for severe storms, and then a hot and sticky day on Friday. We do have high heat indices in our forecast the next couple of days. I'll show you that, but I'll show you how much cooler it's going to feel over the weekend coming up. Brian,
621 right now. We have a crash just down the street here on Western Boulevard at the intersection with Gorman Street. Apparently, it's a minor crash, not seeing big delays. A little bit of a backup, perhaps, on Gorman Street in that area. But again, I think that this is going to get cleared up pretty quickly. Just look out for some police activity, perhaps, on the side of the road. We are still watching the situation over in Nash County and also in Edgecombe County, where many roads remain closed this morning because of downed trees and power lines. Brake Road near North Halifax Road, Browntown Road near Harrisontown Road, and Green Hills Road near Hunter Hill Road, among some of those roads in Nash County that are still closed and likely will be closed the rest of the day. They're not anticipating everything to be open until sometime later this evening.
Brian, thanks. Blink-182 drummer has an interesting name in mind for his child with Kourtney Kardashian. We'll tell you what he's considering coming up and what's trending.
Plus, cricket is coming to the Triangle, when you can catch a game in Morrisville. And here's a look at the winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The Women's World Cup will get underway this morning in New Zealand, but it's not just the players who are grabbing fans' attention.
Well, Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending on a Thursday, Brian.
Yeah, the Women's World Cup mascot Tizuni is giving Megan Rapinoe a run for her money when it comes to a dyed hairdo. Take a look. Yeah, the mascot's name combines the Tasman Sea, which is the body of water between Australia and New Zealand, and unity, which is a key theme of the tournament. FIFA did not comment on whether Rapinoe, who has an affinity for vibrant hair colors, was the official inspiration for Tizuni's style.
But we can hope, right?
Yeah.
It's worked for her. It's worked for the U.S. women's national team. I mean, since they've been playing in the World Cup, they've won half of the tournaments, and they're on a streak now. They've won the last two, going for three in a row, never been done.
I think Megan and Tizuni have to take a picture together.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Twinning and winning.
And I think that it probably had something to do with Megan Rapinoe. Just guessing. Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker has an interesting name idea for his future son that he's having with Kourtney Kardashian. During an interview, the musician said that he's considering naming his future son Rocky 13. Barker says that he likes the name because Rocky George played guitar for suicidal tendencies, and 13 is the greatest number of all time.
Well, and he also says Rocky, the movie, is also one of the greatest movies of all time, so that also comes into play. Why do they always have to come up with very interesting names? I mean, what's wrong with Jeff or Brian? You know, good, solid, respectable names.
Oh, no,
names.
That Rocky 13 makes perfect sense to me.
Is their first child together. Well, get practice. Well, today, Major League Cricket comes to Morrisville. The league's inaugural season kicked off last week in Texas. Today through Tuesday, the season rolls on with seven games at Morrisville's Church Street Park. This is video of the park, which has hosted the last two minor league cricket championships. The first Major League Cricket game is this evening at 5:30. The first five games are sold out, but you can still get tickets for the games Monday and Tuesday. They start at $12. We have a level one risk for severe storms across our area. The timeline is looking like evening, but we'll walk through it hour by hour and show you what to expect coming up.
Plus, we'll give you a look at the damage from yesterday's EF3 tornado, including right here at the Pfizer plant in Nash County.
Town Hall Road is back open in Dorchester, and crews are now assessing the damage from yesterday's tornado. Coming up, I'll explain where families can get help as they recover after the storm.